All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up top of page Shin Pei Hei. Klal Hazov. And we'll say this closes out the section on Kaas. Kuzah Klal Shetzarach Lios Leneged Einei HaAdam Tomid. This is the general principle that a person has to keep in front of them, that a person has to focus on at all times. Kopam Sha'adam Kois. Any time that a person gets angry, Lemaisa Hu Kois Alashan. Recognize that at the end of the day, I'm really getting angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki al pi ha'emunah, because if a person has true emunah, kol ma shekore lecha, hu mipnei shehashem rotze shiyeh kach. Because based on emunah, I have to believe that anything and everything which occurs to me, occurs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to occur. Ve'im atakoes, therefore if my reaction is anger, lemaisa atakoes al Hashem Yisbarach. In reality, who am I getting angry at? I'm getting angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I am unhappy with the way that he has choreographed my life. Shelo usa kefi ritzoncha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not choreographing my life in accordance with my will, but rather is choreographing in accordance with his will. Now, of course, when you frame it like that, so then it becomes a bit more embarrassing to get angry about things. Because again, what the Mechaber is saying is as follows. Very often when we get angry, so we assume that our anger is situational. I'm upset. I'm not angry. Right? Sometimes I'm not angry at you. I'm not angry at this one. I'm angry at the situation. I'm angry at the circumstances. The Mechaber says, well, it's not true. At the end of the day, really who I'm angry at is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I believe that Kach Hashem Rotze V'Hakol L'Tova, all of my circumstances come from the Ribono Shel Olam, and if at the end of the day I'm not happy with it, I'm really not happy with him. And if I'm not happy with him, then that's a lack in my emunah. The true Baal Emunah recognizes that all of the circumstances that he or she endures comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Hashem Rotze, this is what Hashem wants, and if it's what Hashem wants, then by definition, it must be Latova. So that closes out the section on Kas. Now he begins an equally riveting section on Kina, jealousy. Tzrichim Ladas. It is important for us to know, Shebori Ola Mashkiach Akol Echad Ve'echad Bahashkacha Pratis Umediyekes Ad Leprat Ha'acharon. It is important for us to know that the Ribono Shel Olam goes ahead and is Mashkiach, is overseas, and literally is the Mashkiach HaKol Echad Ve'echad Bahashkacha Pratis Umediyekes Ad Leprat Ha'acharon. The Hashkacha Pratis was a divine providence, and really the Ribono Shel Olam's involvement devolves upon every detail of our lives, from biggest to smallest. Ad Leprat Ha'acharon. Bidyuk lefi atikun shel kol echad lefi shoresh haneshama shalom. And the circumstances, or the circumstances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, the hashkacha that devolves, the divine providence which devolves upon every detail of my life, by definition is custom tailored in accordance with the shoresh of my neshama, with the root of my soul. Ulefi hagilgulim shalom letzarech hashlamas hashlichos shalom ba'olam hazeh. If we want to get a bit more esoteric, so again, he sees out Gilgulim. So we've spoken about this idea of a Gilgul, which, you know, I don't think the English word of reincarnation really does this justice. Because what Gilgul essentially says is as follows. Every neshama comes to this world to accomplish something. And if you don't accomplish it in the first lifetime, you accomplish it in the second lifetime. If you don't accomplish it in the second lifetime, you keep coming back over and over and over until ultimately, again, you're mashlim your avod, until you fulfill your particular sacred mission. The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha gives me the tools to be able to accomplish what I need to accomplish in a particular state of life or in a particular gilgul. Kol echad yochol lahavin levad, kama v'kama pratim yesh, shemishtanim be'ein sof shinuyim me'adam la'adam. And it's important to understand what I'm saying, that there is no end to the difference in details between one person's life and the next person's life. In other words, we're both saying, even though sometimes we identify with a group and I may share many commonalities or many common features with other people, at the end of the day, there are dramatic differences between every single individual. Kamo sha'amru rabbeinu, kesheim shepir tzufeim shonim, kach dato seim shonos. As Chazal say, the same way that no two people look exactly alike, Same way their faces are different, so too, again, their deos, their ideas, their machshavas, their thoughts are different as well. Nimtza, shalachol adam ba'olam, yesh maslul ishi umiyuchad lo. Therefore, it turns out that what? That for every single person, there is a separate, distinct, and unique path. We each have our own path in life. He says, "V'tzarach kol echad lichios b'maslul shelo b'emuna." And I will say this is a very profound statement. Each of us needs to live to learn on our needs to live to learn on our own individual path with emuna. Below lehistakel al af echad, and not to spend my life looking at other people. V'choshekin lo lekanebo, and certainly not to be jealous of them. So we'll say, so this is a very profound yisod. We each have our own maslul. We each have our own path. We each have our own direction. And again, even though there may be certain commonalities we share, each of us has a dramatically different direction, which I will say is, this is not a chiddush, because it's part of the motif that we've been speaking about this entire time, which is that each of us has our own unique and distinct shlichus. We each have our own unique and distinct agency. We're each here to accomplish something different. I have my path. You have your path. I have the tools that I need to be successful on my path. You have the tools you need to be successful on your path. I have Ashgacha Pratis. I have Divine Providence, which devolves upon all the details of my life to ensure that I can accomplish my shlichus. And you have Hashgacha Pratis, which devolves upon the details of your life to assume that you can accomplish your shlichus. You shouldn't get too involved in my path. I shouldn't get too involved in your path. And certainly, we cannot be jealous of one another. Lichyos es atachlis. Last section, page Shin Peihei. Kol kina sheyesh la'adam b'inyanei ha'olam hazeh. So we'll say, in general, when we're jealous of something in this world, tzricha la'ora osa la'havin, shurachok mi'atachlis ha'amitis, v'chol ma'anyav heim ba'olam hazeh b'yovet. Well, this is a very profound statement. When I am jealous of something, where there is jealousy, so jealousy represents, at the end of the day, a recognition that I am lacking emuna. If where there is jealousy, I am lacking emuna. Where there is jealousy, I am lacking a certain. I'm lacking emuna. And by definition, what it also says is that I am fully and totally focused on olam hazeh, without a focus on some higher calling. Because I also remember again, based on what we just said, there is no room for jealousy if a person has emuna, because I believe you have what you have in order for you to be you, and I have what I have in order for me to be me. And the truth is, again, there's no need for me to be jealous, because I don't need what you have, I don't want what you have, just as you don't need what I have or want what I have. The moment that there's jealousy is the moment that, by definition, a person is fully and totally rooted in their existence in this world, and a person is lacking emuna. But say, now, I want to be clear. It's not just lacking emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me what I need and I shouldn't be jealous. It's lacking emuna because I'm missing the fundamental point as to why I have the things that I have in life. It's not just the pshat that I have these things because it's nice to have things. I have these things because they are necessary for my shlichus. Which means if I don't have them, they're not necessary for my shlichus. So to be jealous of something that you have, which is something that you have to accomplish your shlichus, means I don't respect our individualized shlichus, our individualized shluchios. Yeah, our individualized destinies. He goes on. He says, "V'zeh gorim lo." Therefore, we'll say if a person is just totally focused on the physical material world without thought regarding his or her destiny or shlichus, then by definition, a person always wants more than what they have in this world. And only that, but I'm jealous of what my friend has. Any success someone else has. So vetes es libo. It literally infuriates my heart. I'm jealous of my friend's car. Badira shalo, his house. Bekaspo, his money. Bechachmaso, his wisdom. Ukiyotze bazeh. And many other examples of this. Isha, mekana biyofi shalacheres chedome. A woman might be jealous of the beauty of another woman. Hakol rak misibas choser emuna. I will say, what does all of this stem from? it all stems from a lack of emuna. It all stems from a fundamental lack of emuna. Kimish yish lo emuna, because this is so profound, someone who has emuna, sameach b'chelko, is happy with his or her portion. Ve'ino mekane, turn the patient, beivav, ve'ino mekane la'olam, b'mash yish l'chaveru. I am never jealous of what my friend has. V'gam ino mitzta'er me'achasronos she'yosh le'ishlo. We'll say, nor do I spend time lamenting that which I lack. Me'achar she'odea, she'lechol echad yesh ha'shlichos shalo, v'anisayon shalo. We'll say this, and again, I feel like a lot of the things that we learn in this Sefer are kind of obvious. I know it's obvious when I say obvious in that we may have heard it many times before, but sometimes it's those things that are so obvious that should be so obvious that are the most difficult pieces to internalize. So this idea that if I believe I have a shlichus and I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the tools to actualize that shlichus, therefore by definition there is no room for jealousy of the other. Why? Because at the end of the day, even though you might have more, or might have better, or might have different, there's no point in me being jealous of that, because I don't need what you have in order to fulfill my shlichos. The only thing I need to fulfill my shlichos, Rabosai, is what I actively have. And if I don't have it, then by definition, I don't need it. And he says, this is the din of being sameach b'chelko, of being happy. So Rabosai, I think we spoke about this recently. Sometimes we think of the concept of being sameach b'chelko as kind of like, resign yourself. In other words, be happy with what you have because it's what you got. Because we'll say, if you think about it, what's the alternative? The alternative is to be miserable. All right, so if I have an option between being happy and being miserable, I choose to be happy with what I have. But it's much more like a din of resignation. What the Mechaber is saying over here is that, no. It's not a din of resigning yourself. Be happy with what you have because it's what you have and you're not going to have any more. What it's saying is, be happy with your portion, because what you have is l'chatchila what you need. You know, sometimes we think, I'm going to be happy with my portion. It's not really what I want. It's not really what I want or not really what I need, but I'm going to work on myself just to see the good in what I have. No, what I have is l'chatchila. What I have is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. In other words, it's not just a bidyan, I'll make myself happy with this. L'chatchila, this is what it is that I'm supposed to have. This is what it is that I need. Why? Because these are the things I need to accomplish my shlichos. And if I don't have it, I don't need it to accomplish my shlichos. And if I don't need it to accomplish my shlichos, then by definition, it is unimportant and irrelevant in life. So it turns out that when a person possesses emunah, it's not just the pshat that I resign myself to what it is that I have because, hey, what's the other option? Being miserable. But rather, again, what it's saying is, l'chatchila, I recognize that halacha l'maisa, this is exactly what I need l'chatchila in order to be able to accomplish my shlichos in this world. All right, so I have to stop over here. We'll pick up top of Shin Pei Vav and Mirat Hashem tomorrow.
So why daven for parnasa, or pray for parnasa?